Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting some of the police officers in the U.S. city of Baltimore indicted Friday in the arrest and death of African-American Freddie Gray have posted bail. Six face criminal charges that range from second-degree murder to involuntary manslaughter, second-degree assault, misconduct in office, and false imprisonment. State's attorney Marilyn Mosby said Friday that Freddie Gray suffered an injury while being transported in a police van.
Following transport from Baker Street, Mr. Gray suffered a severe and critical neck injury as a result of being handcuffed, shackled by his feet, and unrestrained inside of the BPD wagon.
At the White House, President Obama said he will do everything possible to see that justice is done in the case.
What I think the people of Baltimore want more than anything else is the truth. That's what people around the country expect.
Friday's announcement of charges comes amid a widespread outcry over Gray's death. Earlier today, a late-night curfew went into effect in Baltimore. A number of people defied that curfew and were arrested, but conditions on the street remained relatively calm. An emergency United Nations Security Council meeting ended Friday with 15 members not able to agree on an immediate statement about the crisis in Yemen and whether to have humanitarian pauses. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia said Friday that it has killed dozens of Yemeni Shiite rebels who were carrying out a large-scale cross-border attack on the kingdom. Fighting among various Yemeni groups has helped create a humanitarian crisis in what was already the Arab world's poorest country. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. 1 week after a devastating earthquake struck Nepal, officials are saying thousands of people are still missing. That also includes about 1,000 Europeans. Officials said today the death toll has passed 6,600, with most of those killed in and around the capital, Kathmandu. United Nations said more than 8 million people have been affected by the quake and that at least 2 million people are displaced. And now off to Red Cross headquarters in Geneva, where Lisa Schlein reports efforts are stepping up to reach remote areas of Nepal that need food, water, shelter, medical care, and other life-saving essentials.
The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies reports it is increasingly focusing its humanitarian operations on these outlying areas. The organization says its large network of volunteers is carrying out assessments of needs. Red Cross disaster and crisis specialist Christine South says volunteers are providing first aid and distributing goods such as tarpaulins, oral rehydration salts, and aquataps. The United Nations recently launched an interagency appeal for $415 million to provide life-saving assistance for millions of survivors of this devastating quake over the next 3 months. To date, it has received $53 million. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Nigeria's military says it has rescued 234 women and children kidnapped by Boko Haram in the country's northeast. Military official says the latest rescue took place on Thursday in the Sambisa Forest. Earlier in the week, a similar-sized group was also rescued from the same location. It's not immediately clear whether any of the rescued females included students who were kidnapped from a boarding school in Chibok a year ago. Turkish police fired tear gas and water cannon at hundreds of stone-throwing May Day protesters on Friday after they defied a ban and tried to march on Istanbul's Taksim Square. Europe's biggest city, under a security lockdown as thousands of police manned barricades closed the streets to stop demonstrations at Taksim, a ground floor area that saw weeks of unrest in 2013. Istanbul police said nearly 140 people Friday had been detained, although activists are saying that number would be double that. Critics are saying that President Tayyip Erdogan and the government have become more authoritarian in the buildup to the June elections. And in sports news, Philippine boxer Manny Pacquiao weighed a little less than American Floyd Mayweather Jr. as they went in for the weigh-in on Friday for tonight's welterweight championship bout. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.